By now, I'm sure everyone has heard of the Nigerian money scams, but if not, I'll be back in 60 seconds to give you more information on how you can avoid the Nigerian money offer scams.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
If ever asked, never agreed to travel anywhere to meet these people. They avoid coming to the United States because they fear arrest. Instead, they sometimes try to lure victims to meet them in Africa or other countries. Victims have been robbed and even murdered. Remember that these are hardened criminals. According to the Secret Service, these crooks use the money they make on the scam to finance other illegal activities, such as drug dealing and credit card fraud. If they get your money, you'll never get it back. It's very difficult to bring these crooks to the United States for trial, and action is rarely taken against them in their own countries. However, it's still helpful to report actual or attempted Nigerian money offer scams to law enforcement agencies. Be safe and be smart. To learn more, please visit fraud.org. Thank you for listening. With your daily safety tips, I'm Darian.